Males are born. Men are built. This is the Great Man Podcast, where we want you to build great men as you allow other men to build you. Join New York Times best-selling author Stephen Mansfield, along with seasoned leaders of men, Anthony Flemons and JT McCrow, as we bring a wide range of experience and expertise to help you become the great man you are designed to be. With you this week is Stephen Mansfield.
Gentlemen, let us begin. Thank you for joining me here at the Great Man Podcast, where we call out the greatness in men. Listen, I'm going to hit hard in this particular episode, and I'm going to hit you in an area where you're often tender, and that has to do with religion. And by the way, I want to say, too, that I'm going to be talking mainly to my Christian friends, but I want to say what I always say, and that is that I know I've got a lot of Jewish brothers listening. I know I've got a lot of Muslims listening. I know I've got a lot of atheists listening, and I welcome all of you and love you, but right now, I'm going to smack the Christians, and so as one of my Muslim friends said, I love it when you smack the Christians. I pull up a chair and enjoy. So just ride along with us here if you're not one of the Christians I'm talking about. I want to tell you that I'm noticing something rising in the world, not just in the United States, but elsewhere where I travel and talk to Christian men. And that is a level of offense with church. Let's just speak about church broadly, Catholic, Protestant, whatever. Let's just speak about church broadly. Men, especially men who are in what we'll call the men's movement, who are striving to be noble men, who want to reclaim true masculinity, but with character and a connection to God, men are finding themselves increasingly upset with church. Church for them is quite a feminine thing. Church for them has quite a left-wing drift, some of them complain of. Church for them is not connected to the real world. Church for them doesn't engage them. Church wants them to give money and mow the yard, but doesn't do anything else for them. I understand all the complaints. But for most of them, it comes about because men have been offended. They're offended by something stupid the pastor said in the sermon. They're offended by the prominence of women in the church. They're offended by whatever, the excessive emphasis on money. I could go on and on and on. And I want to give a disclaimer right up front. That is, I've written a book on church hurt. It's called Healing Your Church Hurt, What to Do When You Love God, But You've Been Wounded by His People. And I want you to get that book. I don't have any hesitation to recommend some of my books once in a while because I wrote them and they will help you. This book, for those of you who have problems in the area that I'm talking about, get the book. It's on Amazon, Healing Your Church Hurt. But let me move on. I will tell you that men are usually offended with church, I will tell you frankly, because they expect too much of it. Church is not heaven. Church is not perfect. Jesus is not standing bodily in your local church, okay? He may be there spiritually, and I hope he is, but my point is that we tend to expect church to be perfect. Church is a place where you go to be encouraged towards God. Church is a place where people have gifts and authority to help align your life and turn you towards God and strengthen you and inspire you. Church is a place where you can serve. Church is a place where you team together with other Christians to do outreach and touch people's lives. And I love the fact that when the big flood happened in Nashville years ago, you could hardly get down the road in most neighborhoods because of all the church vans and the Christian cars and people getting out and helping to fix situations and helping the elderly and feeding people and setting up barbecues. And I'm telling you what, the governor got up and said, if it wasn't for the churches of this state, we would not have made it through. And it was just true. It was just true. So what I want you to be aware of is that often men are looking at church for too much. It's not going to completely transform you. It's not going to provide everything that you need. It's not going to be filled with perfect people. Yes, there's that idiot in the choir you think is just a poor guy, but he sings in the choir and he's on stage and you can sit there and seethe and resent it. But the fact of the matter is that church is filled with sinners and flawed people just like everywhere else in your life. So my first word of advice to you is lighten up. Stop expecting church to be perfect. Stop expecting the pastor to be, you know, Jesus incarnate. Stop expecting everybody there to be good and noble. And by the way, do not expect church to automatically meet your manly needs. The fact is, that you've got to build other systems in your life, other relationships, other groups in your life in order to be a whole man. Church should be a place where you go and hear a sermon. Church should be a place where you go and worship God. Church should be a place where, as my Pentecostal friends say, the Spirit moves. Church should be a place where you can get taught and team with other Christians to do good things in the world. But church is not the entire Christian life. To put it in Christian language, it's not the kingdom of God and it's not heaven. So I want you to adjust your expectations a little bit. Get your family to church. It's important. If you're a Christian, you need to be in church on a regular basis. But don't go in there grousing and angry. And by the way, staying away because it's not perfect. It ain't never going to be. Okay? Second of all, you need to build the other structures in your life that you need. For example, if you go to church and you expect that to be all you need as a man, you're making a mistake because you need a band of brothers. And sitting in a pew on Sunday morning doesn't make you a perfect Christian or provide everything you need any more than sitting in a garage makes you a car. You've got to build the other structures that you need. You need adventure in your life? Well, you may not find it in a church, but you'll find it hunting with a band of brothers or hiking the mountains or going making that dive, the scuba dive, or I don't know, doing whatever is adventure for you. You want to be encouraged as a man? Well, that may not happen in church or Sunday school or whatever, that their men's ministry, and it may not even be any good. You can still go to a church. But as you develop your band of brothers and you grow and you learn and you challenge each other and you have that free fire zone and you do the kind of things that we talk about in this podcast all the time. So what am I trying to say? You've got to be in church, not only because, by the way, if you're a Christian, it's commanded in Scripture, but also because there's a lot of good that comes from it, not just for you, but for your family. But you certainly can't expect it to be perfect, and you certainly can't expect that it's going to be all that you need. It will not be. You need a band of brothers, and it's in that band of brothers that you're going to have the controlled violence of a pickup basketball game and the rowdiness and the confrontation and people keeping their eyes on you and challenging you forward and so on, right? Also, you can't expect the church to teach what you need as a man. I'm talking about it in the manly area and manly topics. Well, thank God you've not only got a band of brothers, you've got books, you've got podcasts, you've got video. Feed on that stuff. You can have a revolution in your life through the influence of Jordan Peterson and John Eldridge and so many other people that we believe in, this podcast, others. Grow, learn, read, watch videos, listen to podcasts, and don't hold the church accountable for everything you need as a man. You are living at a time where a man can feed all that he wants to by video and by course and by YouTube and by songs and by podcasts. And Lord have mercy, there's more now than our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers ever had of this kind of stuff. They may have had the more built-in relationships we've talked about, but they certainly didn't have this kind of content. And so feed broadly, and then you won't show up at church with a vacuum on the inside and ticked off because they're talking about whatever, you know, the presence of angels rather than what you need as a man. Finally, bear in mind that what's really going to change your life, what's really going to fulfill you as a man is when you are investing in other men. So don't just go to church or your band of brothers or any other gathering and just set yourself fully to receive. You will grow as a man as you invest, as you give yourself to young men, to other men your age. So stop being ticked off that the church doesn't provide everything. It's not going to. Stop being upset. Stop nursing a church hurt. Stop grousing about church. Go in, attend, affirm the resurrection, worship God, tell him you're grateful, love on a few folks, and leave. And then if you want to go back and invest further, you want to teach, you want to help with foreign missions, you want to help on the food line for the indigent, you want to anything like that, great, great. Just stop being ticked off. It's adolescent. It's unchristian in the sense that you're expecting too much of an earthly institution. It denies the commandment of God, and it's messing you up. A lot of guys sitting at the end of bars on their 97th whiskey, grousing about what the church did to him, grousing about what those people did. Bitterness is a cancer to the soul. Don't let it eat yours. I'm a believer in church. I live in two cities. I attend two churches, definitely going to heaven. but I believe in church. It just certainly is not all that I need. It certainly is not. I don't expect a church to be perfect. I expect them to be good. I expect them to try. I expect them to touch lives in the community. I expect them to reach to God. And I'll help where I can. And then I've got other things going. Other groups, other leadership groups, Band of Brothers. There are other places where I'm encouraged as a man, where I'm confronted as a man, where I'm challenged as a man. And that's where I've got to focus while I keep my life in church what God wants it to be. So guys, I say this with love. Grow up. Get over it. Heal up. Now, if something serious has happened, I mean real serious, like you were molested in a church or your child is, or there's something illegal going on with the money, now that's different. You know that I believe in confrontation and getting things right. A man steps up, a man confronts, a man deals with what's facing him. I'm not talking about hiding anything that's immoral or illegal or destructive. But most men are ticked off about relatively minor things. I talked to a man some years ago. He's ticked off about how the parking lot was lined. Other man was ticked off about what the pastor's wife wore, right? Another church, a guy was upset because the pastor drove a slightly nicer car than this guy. It wasn't like he was driving a Bentley or flying in on a Learjet. He just had a slightly nicer car. Well, it turned out it had been the gift of the pastor's brother, who owned a car dealership. And every so many years, he gave the pastor a car free from his dealership. It's just a family thing. Man, don't let this kind of stuff mess you up. Get over your church hurt, because this, getting over bitterness, getting over hurt in every area of your life, is one of the great arts of noble manhood.
To join the Great Man community or to book Stephen, Anthony, or JT to speak at your man's event, go to greatman.tv. There, you'll also find incredible resources to help you become the great man you are made to be. The Great Man Podcast is a Wise Company production.